We reflect this evening, dear friends, on two men that were waiting patiently. One was Jeremiah, and he speaks of the days that lie ahead. We think also of a man named Simeon in God's house, wondering what day it's going to be. Dear friends of Christ, as I think of those two men, I can't help but say, wow, what a world we live in. And what a fast pace we have developed for ourselves. It's so fast, we get so caught up in it, we don't even realize how fast we are going at times. I was in the grocery store the other day, and I couldn't help but notice how many things had the word instant on it. We need instant food because we're fast people. You know, instant mashed potatoes and instant milk and instant pudding. And then we have instant mail and instant messaging. And everything has to be so instant all the time. And, you know, we have fast food restaurants and eyeglasses in the mall while you can wait. And we have Jiffy Lubes because we need our oil changed in a jiffy as well. Everything is going so fast. So fast, so quick, immediate. Don't make me wait. Don't delay me. I want it now. Indeed, we live in a world that has a lot of trouble slowing down. We live in a world that has a lot of trouble waiting. Got to have it now. Got to be there yesterday. Got to keep moving. Got to keep going. No stopping, no loitering. And indeed, the result of that fast pace is the destruction of a little thing called patience. How's your patience been lately, dear friends of Christ? How's your patience been with the one you married, with your children, with your church, with the world all around you? How has your patience been recently? Has it been a little challenging for those around you? Indeed, as we hear our lessons this evening, we think of men like Jeremiah. We think of men like Simeon. For they were servants of the Lord who had to practice a little bit of patience. For God laid some big things upon them. Especially as we think of Simeon. How he waited with patience. For God came to him. We don't have the details of how it happened. But God came to him by the Holy Spirit and told him an amazing thing one day. Something that perhaps many an Israelite wish they would have been told. God told him that he was not going to depart from this world until something absolutely amazing took place. And that absolutely amazing thing was that he was not going to depart from this world until he got to lay his very eyes on the Christ child, on Jesus, the promised one. The one promised to Adam and Eve, the one promised to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the one promised to the prophets. He was the one that got to behold him, that got to see him. What amazing news that was for Simeon. You're going to see Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah. The only problem is, you see, he had to wait. When was that going to be? When was that going to take place? You know, as we read his account, you get the sense it didn't really take place the next day. Nor maybe the next week or the next month or the next year. Maybe not for 10 years. Maybe not for a long, long time. It took place when God was ready. When God was good and ready. God's time, dear friends. Ever struggle with that? God's time. That is a problem. And Jeremiah mentioned God's time. The days are coming, he says. Yeah, we know, Jeremiah. But when is that? I want to know. Let me know. Give me a time. I got a schedule to meet, you know. Give me the time. When is God's time? And that's the problem. We don't know when God's time is. We don't know. They didn't know when he was going to send the Messiah. We don't know when he's going to return. And we don't know when he's going to answer our prayers. When is that going to be? And the result of that is that, yes, indeed, we can get to that point where we are a little bit impatient. with God Himself. You ever been impatient with God? I have. And if my thoughts are correct, you probably have been impatient with God a time or two as well. Can't you speed things up, Lord? Can't you make them happen a little quicker? Can't you see that I'm struggling here with God's time, with your time? Why would God make us wait? Well, if you give a child exactly what he wants, every time he wants it, and whenever he wants it, it won't be long before we create a very spoiled child, and it won't be long before we impede his growth, his trust in his, maybe his father, his parents. And so that's what God is doing. Why does he make us wait? He makes us wait, you see, because he's working on us. He's working on us. He's working on growing our faith. He's working on growing our trust in him. He's working on growing our perseverance. He's working on growing our Christian character. God is working on us. And no doubt he did the same with Simeon. He used the years to create a man of God that was truly focused on the Lord. He used the years to create a man of God whose entire being longed for the house of the Lord, longed for his word, whose entire being would be defined by these wonderful things. God used these years to turn Simeon into a man of his house, a man of his word, a man of faith with a focus toward God, a man defined by the Lord. Why are you waiting, making me wait, Lord? Well, it's easy. He's turning you into a tower of faith, a strong tower who can stand before the world, who trusts in the promises of God. And that's what Simeon indeed did. He trusted in the word of the Lord, of all things. He trusted in the promises of God. He didn't rely on his eyesight. He did not rely on his human reason. He did not rely on his feelings. For those things lead us astray. Simeon relied on the promises of God. The promises of his word. Same promises given to Adam and Eve, to Abraham and to Isaac, to Jacob, to all of his forefathers. He relied on the promises of God, walked by those promises, lived in those promises. And finally the day had come when Jeremiah's words came true. It's here, it's now. And into the temple walked a woman named Mary and her husband named Joseph. And in their arms, they were carrying the most amazing thing. They were carrying the Savior of the world. The Savior had come to his temple. The one who would be the perfect sacrifice for every sin the world has ever committed. The one that would be the perfect lamb. The lamb without spot, the lamb without blemish. Now he was here in his temple. And Simeon laid his eyes upon him. And as he did so, the Spirit overwhelmed him. And he began to break out in tremendous verse. Lord, he cried. Lord, let now thy servant finally depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Simeon's heart burst with joy and with faith, with the power of the Spirit. Simeon's heart burst forth with joy. His Jesus was here. His Savior had come. All the promises that God had made. Yes, they came true in God's time. In God's time. I guess his patience paid off. And so will ours. Our patience will pay off. Patience. In fact, that's one of the things we see this evening, not so much ours or Simeon's, but God's patience. That's maybe the thing that really strikes us. God is patient. God is a very patient God. He waits for just the right moment to bless the world. He didn't crush it the moment that it sinned. He didn't destroy it the moment that it turned on him. And he doesn't do the same, and he does the same with us. He doesn't destroy us the moment we get a little crazy and we run off on him. He doesn't crush us the moment we have a stray thought, the moment we get angry. What a beautiful thing to hear. God has patience. He has patience with me. He has patience with all my foolishness. He is a patient Lord. St. Peter said it once. He said, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowness, but rather he is patient to you and with you, for he does not want any to perish." Patience. We have a patient Lord. And he pours that patience into us as well, so that we can be patient for Jesus to come. So that we can be patient with our world, so we can be patient with our spouse, so we can be patient with our brothers, our sisters, so we can be patient with our church. And that's our prayer this evening. Dear God, give me patience in an instant world where everything moves so fast. Give me patience. That's Advent's prayer. Give me patience, Lord, for your time. In Jesus' name, we ask it. Amen. We invite you to arise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, forever in him, blessing you with his patience from above.